Hey everybody, quick reminder before the show starts. I'm touring this summer as well. Normally I take the summer off, but my daughter decided she wanted to go to a private school. So I'll be in Dallas, Addison Improv, July 22nd and 23rd, Omaha, Nebraska at the Funny Bone, July 28th, Kansas City, Missouri at the Improv, July 29th and 30th, Oxnard, California, August 4th, Brea, California at the Improv, August 5th and 6th. And then that gets us into the rest of the year. Arlington, Virginia, Boise, Idaho, Tempe, Denver, Philadelphia, Birmingham, Huntsville, Nashville, New York City, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Madison, Wisconsin, Austin, Texas. Go to chaddaniels.com/tour or just chaddaniels.com and you can click wherever you need to get to. But I hope to see you on the road and,
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Well, hey, let's start the show. Hey, everybody, this is Chad Daniels, and you have landed in the middle of somewhere. Hello, thanks for coming back. Thanks for joining us on our Patreon. Thanks for joining us on our normal show. Thanks for everything. Across from me, as always, but with a somewhat different title this week, is co-host and producer Cyrus Amundson.
Hello, Chad. It's good to be here. It's nice to wear multiple hats because our producer couldn't make it today because he has therapy, which is, you're a big therapy guy.
I am a big therapy guy.
Do I put it above my friends and the projects that I've committed to? No, because do you have to talk about your dad's, Justin? You had to do it at this exact moment.
I don't get it. It's like, what does Justin have to talk to anybody about? I mean, he's had a pretty good life.
Thank you.
He had a man pretend to love him so he could stick it in his mom.
Exactly. What could you possibly have the word for? Yeah, grow up. Grow up. Grow up. So, Justin.
Boo-hoo, bro. You know what? Why don't you skip the podcast and go to therapy when you have some actual problems, Justin?
So, hey, Bales. Hey, Bales is not with us. I am gearing up. I'm frantic. I'm gearing up. I am returning to our state for the first time.
The great state of Minnesota.
I'm returning. Yeah. The Elster is getting married.
Yes.
And that's...
Yes. It's a big one.
It's a big one. And I'm very enthused for a number of reasons. I think... Okay. The one thing I'm not super pumped about is it means anytime we have an important family wedding, it means there's going to be an appearance by Wedding Greg.
Ooh, Wedding Greg.
I think Wedding Greg is fun for Greg, but Wedding Greg is tough for everybody else. So let me give you the timeline of Wedding Greg. Every important wedding that we've attended. You know how when people are dancing throughout the night and they're getting hot and sweaty, like, oh, I should take off my tie. And well, now I took off my sport coat, so I just have a vest on. And
sure.
Oh, now I'm going to go down a button or two. When the bride and groom say I do, Greg is already unbuttoned to his belly button. This man might as well show up to the wedding in one of those Hulk Hogan rippable shirts. Because the moment buttons can come undone at a wedding, Greg wants you to see his sternum.
Wedding Greg gets to not even the reception, but just gets to the receiving line like Bert Kreischer walks on stage.
Yes, correct. Correct.
And just over the head, ready to party. Different bodies, two different bodies.
Very different bodies.
Because I'm going to tell you something. If I had Greg's body, I would own exactly zero shirts, and that includes wintertime.
Yeah, I understand that. He's an aggressive buttoner at the wedding. So that's phase one. Phase two is nonstop bits. And I'm a bit guy. I like running.
You are a big guy.
I like running bits all day long. When people are trying to get things done, I like to take them very not seriously until no one wants to spend time with me. But Greg, Wedding Greg, Wedding Greg is so into bits at weddings, as everyone who listens to the show remembers. He showed up, like, he ruined my first look with Jenna by showing up in a slutty wedding dress and surprising me. Like, Greg is...
He ruined nothing, and he brought joy to the masses. So how dare you? Oh, he ruined my first look. Like, you gave a shit
about that. I don't give a shit about the first look.
I guarantee you were no way.
I don't care.
You were complaining.
I don't care.
You were complaining leading up to the entire thing, just like, oh, I have to get up and do this. This is when you were cringy walker side. There's no way you wanted to do that first look. So don't say he ruined it. You ruined it, and he brought joy to your family who is sick of listening to you complain.
First of all, eat your own ass. Second of all, you're absolutely right. He didn't ruin it, but it's the emotion that I'm feeling, because the third part of Wedding Greg, I think just even in this conversation I'm leading up to it, Wedding Greg has never been to a wedding where he hasn't spilled a drink on me. Like a full drink. Greg could go to a wedding in Wisconsin and he would, like, mid reception, I'd be surprised. Probably drive to my house and dump a drink on me. If Greg is at a wedding, he is running bits, and that's when it happens. He comes over, he's got a little shoulder shimmy shake, he barely has a shirt on, he's doing bits, and then I just have a drink on my body for the rest of the evening.
Yeah, but how are you separating those two things? How do you not realize that you ending up with a drink is the longest lasting bit he's ever had? I mean, he's like, oh, hey, you see that tall guy that looks sort of like me that doesn't have it, that has an orange juice like a fucking nerd in front of him? Well, watch this. I'm going to go make sure he has to do a DUI test on the way home because he smells like booze.
So I'm going to a wedding with Wedding Greg.
Hold on for a second. You are, just to describe to the listeners, you are a little bit pacing and also looking side to side, which is exactly what men do right before they throw a punch. So I feel like you're already feisty today.
It's going to be a nice time. I'm trying to emotionally prepare for the spilled drink. There's a lot, like my brother John is going to give, he's the father of the bride. He's going to give the speech. This is a dude who very talented speaker. I'm looking forward to his speech. He's like the sort of guy when, like, friends get together, he likes to be the Toastmaster. He likes doing Toastmasters.
Sure.
So I don't want to put a lot of pressure on him, but I'm expecting one of the, have you ever been to a wedding with a father of the bride and you're like, for fuck's sake, fella, you need to wrap this shit up.
Oh, yes. Yeah, where they start with, they're like, I remember the day you were born. You were such a bundle of joy, and I knew that you would bring joy to the world. And then the second day you were alive, and it's like, we're going to go day by day? You got to start going in chunks, dude. Go to kindergarten. And then to fucking graduation and then something else.
I was at my friend Ryan Malone's wedding, and his wife's father put on this one-man show where he was addressing individual people in the audience. He had planned, like, friends of his that weren't intricate to the plot of this marriage. Like, and Jerry, you remember one time you were at Sarah's softball game. So anyway, Jerry and I are out on the lake fishing, and it was wild. So I get to see that. I'm guessing.
That reminds me, before you keep going, that reminds me of Tommy Boy when he goes, you know, I can't remember the names or whatever, but he goes, John, I lost my virginity to your daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he looks at Dave, whatever his name is, and he goes, you remember, you were there.
Yeah.
That kind of shit. So my friend Christian was the best man in my wedding, and I was out in California with him for a while. That's where we met. And then he gave the speech, the best man speech, and he goes, when Chad said he was moving back to Minnesota, I said, hey, just be productive. But apparently he thought I said reproductive because we were sitting next to our six-month-old child. His speech was so lights out.
That's really good.
I know. And anyone that was standing up, my friend Regan is a fantastic speaker, Toastmaster, just like this. Okay, I'm done making this about me. Proceed.
No, make it about you. I need you to carry the show because I got a flight to catch. Ethan and I started setting up an Amundsen family wedding bingo.
Oh, nice.
Yep, so we got stuff on there. And this is fun because I can tell you what a lot of the stuff is before the wedding. And that way, when anybody who's going to be at the wedding hears it, they won't be able to be like, well, I'm not doing that shit now.
Right, yeah. I've been to an Amundsen wedding. And here's the great thing about an Amundsen wedding bingo. You don't even need a free space because that shit is going to get blacked out. And I love it. I am so excited for you.
We've got, I'm not going to give you everything on the card, but we've got, there's a bunch of Wedding Greg stuff. More than two buttons come undone before 9 o'clock p.m. That one's on there. Greg spills a drink on Cy. That one's on there. We have specific things we know he'll say about the ceremony and members of the bridal party. Not people he knows, just kind of like, generically, if there's a man that looks like this, Greg will say this. So
okay.
We have Cy, I'm on there and I won't be able to stop it, but Cy mentions his disease in a conversation that's not about his disease, so that one's in there. We have...
I just bet you sometime on Saturday, and I won't even know what's happening, I'm just going to shoot out of my chair and go, bingo!
We have Ethan... Anybody who catches Ethan looking in a reflective surface to check out his appearance.
Yes.
That's an easy one. My sister Janine getting emotional over something that no one needs to get emotional about. That one's on there.
Also love
My brother Jess is a really soft talker, so Jess whispering about a topic that is not a secret is on there. we've got a whole bunch of them on there. The other ones I'm gonna leave off because somebody will yell at me. But those are the big winners.
I hope you have that 3 hours after the open bar has started, someone gets a bean bag thrown at them at the beanbag boards because they're not good at beanbags.
No, there's not. This isn't a Cy wedding. This is actually a Heidorn wedding. But there will be a gaggle of Amundsens there. There'll be a big. So it'll be nice. What's your life? How's your social media going, huh? You got a. It's a big.
You know, I tried to become the content king, yeah. And it's not working. So here's what happens. I have to have people make me these videos and edit them and stuff like that because I don't want to. Could I learn? Yes. Could I eventually whittle down a 5-hour process to a 15-minute process?
No chance.
I'm sure I could.
I guess, but no chance.
But I don't want to.
No, that's horrible.
I don't want that initial 5-hour whittling session. I have no desire to do that. I was just fucking in a tornado.
Sure.
I have too much shit to do. But so here's what bugs me about TikTok is I will post a video of myself and then it will say, hey, we've muted your video because you don't have the rights to that sound, even though everyone else on the planet can do my videos and use lip sync.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's like, why? That's my shit.
Yeah.
How come I can't do it? But everyone else can do it, but I can't. And then I just feel like a fool because I'll get, you know, likes on this video and then someone will comment, hey, just so you know, there's no sound. And it's like, oh, cool.
Well, it's funny, too, because the people using... I've had people tell me, like, oh, I saw this video the other day with, like, 2 million views. It was Chad's material. I was like, oh, you saw a clip of him? Like, no, it was, like, a woman doing, like, cooking or something, but Chad's material was playing in the background. I was like, oh, great. And they all get all these likes, and their accounts blow up, and you're just feeding them internet wealth, Chad.
I have had 9 people at shows across America tell me that they first saw me on someone else's TikTok page, so it is working.
I mean, that's a huge number. Let's talk about the outrageous place that hot people TikTok is. Now, or, like, for me, it's hot people reels, like Instagram reels.
Yes. Thing.
This is the wildest place on the planet. I'm sure I've talked about this before, but it's an absurd thing.
Here's what I say this out loud when I'm going through Instagram several times. I say, who the fuck do you think you are? Because it's like you're just standing in front of a fan hitting different poses, and then a robot reads some fucking quote from Ernest Hemingway. Get out. Everyone is broken, but most people are broken, are stronger at the broken places. It's like, and you're just posing, you fucking twit. You have zero talent. Two ugly people fucked and miraculously you were born.
No, that's not
you
it.
You somehow
no,
got
that's not
all
it.
The...
No, that's not it. It's some fucking guy got rich. Some fucking dickhead got rich. And then he married a pretty lady. And then they had a pretty human. And that pretty human never was not pretty. And they had all the money and all the stuff. And so now they're like on TikTok just standing, posing, pointing at like, how do I make my energy drink? Oranges, bananas, kale, and you know, like you're like, fuck, what the fuck are you doing? And then here's the wildest thing to me. Well, it's just it's a tiny version of the thing we already knew. Is no one ever tells you you're fucking terrible at something if you're hot, and so everybody's watching these things. They're because you see them on your phone. You're like, oh, there's a hot person. Oh, I like hot people. So they're getting the reward of creating something good while creating the most worthless things we've ever seen. And it's wild. It is. I'm going to keep sending you that hot newscaster lady who does the worst content I've ever seen. She's got like 200,000 followers.
Yeah, I don't understand some of that shit. But listen, if you're telling me how to make a smoothie, that's much better to for
no,
to
they're
me.
Not, they're
if you're
not
giving
telling
just one
you,
piece of info.
They're not telling you. They're just like pointing at the words bananas as they like and oranges that they appear on the screen.
Oh, well, yeah. It drives me crazy. Does it drive me crazy because I'm not a hot TikTok reels influencer?
100%.
Not really.
100%. That's what drives you crazy.
I don't think that's... It just bothers me that you can get... buy with zero, you're not bringing anything to the game.
Nah, dude, it sucks.
And I think that's what drives me crazy.
So the one to tell the audience, I sent you one the other day because I know you're trying to make things for the internet, and I sent you one just to fuck with your brain. But it's this lady who's like a news anchor, and the words on the screen said, this is literally what it said. People want to know if we do any work between the afternoon broadcast and the evening broadcast. That's the text on the screen. And it's just this very attractive woman turning in her chair, looking at the camera and going, yep. And that's the whole video.
I know. And it cuts so quickly. So if you don't pay attention to it, in 15 seconds, here's what you hear. Yep. 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 It sounds like you have slowed down a lap dog's bark to quarter speed. It sounds like you recorded fring frong fring frong Kevin the dog going yep, 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 yep. And instead you've slowed it to yep. Yep, it's madness.
But here's the thing. People are getting mad at you because you're in good shape right now. And I understand. I just like, I'm trying to preface this next sentence, but can you imagine being so hot that you think that's something worth putting on the internet? Also, it's working. She's right. That's the crazy part. It's working. She's got hundreds of thousands of followers. People are like, I like the yep lady. Yeah, I think she does news or something, but you should see her face. It's a great face.
Here's what I wait for patiently is for everyone to reach their 60s, because that's where the balance is really going to level out. where it's like, oh, you just said you spent 30 years saying yep on the internet. Well, now you don't have anything. You're unattractive, which is fine, but now you bring like your whole life before it, you bring nothing to the game.
Yeah.
You bring zero. And now you're 60 and no one wants to look at you because the new lady, that lady is now taking over the internet and she's 20. And you don't have a leg to fucking stand on because you spent 30 years going, yeah.
No, you have two legs, but now they're old and wrinkly.
Yeah, you have two varicose veins. Listen, I'm headed that way. I have to be. My dad had them, and I think he died before now for my life. Does that make sense what I just said?
Not at all.
I think he was younger than me now when he died.
Especially given the fact that we're not convinced he's dead. So none of it really made sense.
Sorry, he was younger than me, than I am now, when he faked his own death.
Excellent, excellent. I think there's only certain things to prevent someone from becoming the yep lady, or let's say the yep man, because somebody's sitting at home, like, let's say the yep man. Yelp, yelp. By the way, that guy probably gets, you know, here's a great example of sexism. That guy probably gets a sitcom. When I started doing it, I was like, is this Tim Allen? Is this Tim Allen's show? Yup, yup. It didn't take me long to get there. Anyways, so to not become the yep, how hard do you think it is to, let's say you're born gorgeous.
Okay.
Again, you're born into wealth, gorgeous wealth. So you are wildly unlikable for the rest of us.
Yeah, right.
If you are born into gorgeous wealth, how hard is it for you to, like, what do you have to do as a parent or as a role model in that person's life to not turn them into the yep lady?
Impossible. You need to find a nanny from a poor family. And you need to go play tennis, and you need to never see your child for the first 12 to 15 years. And you need to let that nanny raise your child.
Like with all, everything, with the all values, the rules. Of,
yeah.
All those nanny values.
Yeah, right.
That's not a bad plan.
Yeah, because otherwise you cause other adults to just go, who the fuck do you think you are? Truly.
Yeah.
I mean, it blows my mind that you're just going to sit there. At least some of these dudes, right? They'll have their shirt off and they'll be all buff, but at least they'll throw a ping pong ball against some pans and have it go down the stairs and land in a cup or something. Yeah. You know, at least they'll show you what sit-ups to do, something. But
yeah, these fucking,
if you're just a dude flexing his tits and going, yep, I mean, get out of here.
The men who are and women who are just mouthing the words to, that's why the stand-up thing, I know it technically gives exposure to stand-up, but the lip-syncing thing, you know, I think hot people should be, I think they should be banned from lip-syncing our material or music. Hot people, you're out. Like, if you're one of us ragos, if you're a rago, fucking let it rip, you know? If you're out here hammering with your face, getting through it, and you don't walk through a restaurant and everybody goes, whoa, then you can lip sync everybody's art as much as you want.
Right. If you walk into a restaurant and people have to stop eating, not because they think you're hot, but because they don't want to barf, then lip sync away. Without question. I'm going to tell you something. Here's what drives me the most crazy. It's like, if you want to lip sync, but put my fucking name on it. You thief.
Yeah.
I mean, do your followers and friends really think that your 23-year-old daughter is the one talking about a chore list? No, of course not.
The other, it's, I think now that social media has grown so much in the last, I don't know, 10, 15 years or whatever, now there's so much money in it that when you see all these hot people in exotic locations, you're like, well, there's they're getting paid to have followers and they're being given free trips and all this stuff are happening. So I dislike it more. Like, I've purged for a while my Instagram page. It was like hot people and dogs. It was my type of hot. Like, I like girls with tattoos. So it was like,
yeah, you do. Talk to me. So,
girls with tattoos and dogs. And, but I kind of purged all that stuff because I started now. Mine is just drone, like you flip through, it's just all drone footage of exotic places, just like in the Caribbean. And, but I think I hate hot people reels and TikTok now more than I did before. Because back when social media was younger and there wasn't as much money in it, you'd see all these hot, like, girls on a boat, like, this really nice yacht or something. It's like, oh, it's just me sunning, you know, in blankety blank. And you're like, yeah, if I could turn that camera a little bit to the left so I can see this 70-year-old man behind you driving that boat. Like, I hate now that they're getting the attention and the money. Like, If you'd have swiped that camera a little bit to the right on your yacht there, you're getting one of those wrinkly man gooches that's hanging over some guy's swim trunks as he just inhales a cigarette that when he goes to, or excuse me, a cigar that when he goes to kiss you is gonna smell like just the worst old man's house of all time. So I hate that that's gone.
Yeah, it's gonna smell like somebody injected scotch into a cow's asshole, which is not going to be great. But I'm going to tell you something. So it's crazy to think all these people see a beautiful woman or whatever. Let's just stick to this scenario. Sees a beautiful young woman on a yacht saying things like, I'm just sunning. And all of these younger people want to be that lady. And all I can think is, I want to be the guy driving the boat. So how do I get, he hasn't said a fucking word. When he puts videos on TikTok, they don't have sound. How do I get to be that guy? That's who I want to be. And I, you know what? Dirty perv, whatever you want to call me.
No. We're not going to be at that place in society where having a yacht with hot women on it makes you a dirty perv. Oh, I'm sorry. Is sex cool? You don't have them chained up. You're not Jabba the Hutt driving the yacht. You're just, you.
Listen.
I mean, you look like Jabba the Hutt driving the yacht, but you're not Jabba the Hutt.
Thank you.
And I know you just did the thing where, like, well, let's stick with women right now, for an example. We have to, because there's no old women who own yachts with hot young. When you show me that, then I'll use it in the example. The hot women with young men are getting taken to nice restaurants and just getting treated well. There's not a lot of old women out there who are like, listen here, Jacob, I bought a private jet, and if you and your friends want some Instagram pictures, just come on and go down on me. Like, that's not how the old ladies, I think it's just a very different way that, you know, sugar mama and sugar daddies, they're very different paths.
That's true. Yeah. If an old lady's driving a yacht, she got it in the divorce. Cancel me. Please cancel me. I am so tired of trying to figure out social media. I said that on purpose so you could cancel me and have me be done with it.
You know, all these hot people who, the other interesting ones are the fringe hot people where they're hot enough to get a bunch of attention when they're young. But the hotness doesn't endure. So when they're like 40s and 50s, you're like, I bet you used to be pretty hot. And those are the ones where, like, you're like, you were the yep guy for like 8 years. And now it's gone and your kids are the center. We've talked about this before and you're just spiraling like, how are people gonna watch me? So I don't know. Going back to the original, I don't know what you have to do to make sure. PSA, if you have like a hot kid, I know you said there's the nanny thing's the only way. You know, I do know the other thing. This is related but not related, but just, it's like the people who don't have any sex when they're younger. And then they're like 48 and they have a sexual midlife crisis. Like, just if you're young and you're listening to this, be very responsible, be very respectful, but have some sex, man. You don't want to be 52 right. years old and being like, man, I wish I'd have had sex, because I'm going to tell you, that guy, yikes.
Yeah, he is a huge yikes, yeah. because he's at the end of the bar, already dressed like Wedding Greg. He's unbuttoned. I love that I got you right when you were taking a drink. He's already unbuttoned to his belly button, and it's like he is ready to party, but in the worst possible yeah. way. He's going to be serving Cosbypolitans across the bar. So, yeah, it is. And here's the thing about raising a kid. Here's my real answer. I mean, I do think the nanny thing's a good idea, but also you have to say no to your fucking children, as hard as it is, right? I remember Dave Huntsberger, friend of the show. Dave Huntsberger was in town in Fergus Falls, and we went to eat, and my daughter had a little tiny ice cream cone. She finished it quickly, and she goes, and she must have been, I'm going to guess, 5 years old. And she goes, can I have another one? And threw these puppy dog eyes at me. And I said, nope. And she's, you know, tears in her eyes. And I said, you can't have one. She said, please, daddy, please. And I said, no. And he goes, how do you do that? And I go, well, I have to do it now because I don't want to have these conversations about a new car when she's 16. You know what I'm saying?
Also, you have to do it now because if that works, someday she's going to be standing by a yacht saying to some 70-year-old man with a lower gooch, please, daddy, please.
Yeah, listen, whatever way it works out, I just know you have to say no to them when they're young, and you can't give them everything, and you can't let them win. I mean, that's the whole... And I stand by that I think teachers should be able to hit kids still within reason. Not hit, obviously. But, you know, a teacher
like
can get a chair thrown at their head. Yeah, I mean, teachers get chairs thrown at them and they have to just sit there. That's so absurd to me. When consequences went to the wayside, that's when I noticed. I bet there's a big uptick. If you look at history, there's a big uptick in absolute fucking nonsense.
Maybe. Yeah, that's probably correct. You know, my dad, you know, he didn't, you know, like, they did a good job raising me, you know, like, they created a monster. But a couple of things they really did well was, and as a kid, I hated, we weren't allowed to say that's not fair.
Sure.
And I remember times, like, I would say something wasn't fair, and then I would get this TED Talk about the, like, atrocities in the world, where even as a kid, I was like, fucking A, this is a bit performative, don't you think, Bruce? Like, it was like, but it worked. We weren't, I've probably said this on the show before, but we weren't allowed to say, that's not fair, and I'm bored. We weren't allowed to say I'm bored. We've definitely talked about that on here. But, and now I'm never bored, and I don't think in my adult life I've said the words, that's not fair.
Yeah, that's a good one. Or I deserve this. You know, when you finally, like, you're like, well, I deserve this. I wasn't allowed to say that. My parents, which was kind of cool, is when I would say I was bored, they were like, well, I could give you a spanking. You want a spanking? And I was like, oh, you're threatening me with violence to go find something to do. All right, that's fine. But you guess what? We went and found something to do. Because I would rather break my leg on a bike jump than have my parents spank me for no goddamn reason.
I think there's got to be a creative way to let teachers fight kids. There's got to be a way. I know no one will let it pass, but I think there are enough in America right now, there's enough students and teachers who would equally consent to a one-on-one fist fight. I think there's enough of those people.
Sure.
And I also think probably there's enough parents that are like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to let my kid fight Mr. George. Because either you want to watch your kid get beat up by an authority figure, or you're like, I fucking hate that guy, man. He was a dick to me when sure. I was in school. Jake, you're like a younger me. Why don't you get in here and fucking thump Mr. George?
Yeah, he's been teaching since I was at school, so it should be easy. Yeah. You know, here's what's going to happen. We're gonna start talking about teachers fighting kids, and teachers should be able to, you know, stop a kid from throwing a chair. And then we're going to hear this argument. Well, we just need to hire teachers that are MMA fighters. I mean, that's how you solve this problem.
No, don't. Hey, can you please, just for once, can you not bring your agenda into a conversation? The answer is simple.
I don't have any
you
agenda.
You bring in your, oh, I know what you're trying to do here. The answer is simple, Chad. You want to stop a kid from throwing a desk, you give the teacher a desk to throw.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. A slower desk with less bullets. Hey, guess what?
I just saw our numbers on the podcast just went down.
Oh, good, because now I want to tell you that my lake got hit by a tornado.
Sure.
What do you mean, sure?
I'm sorry, we're human friends, so let me pretend like we haven't talked to each other this week. Give it to me again. Take it.
Okay, let me start over.
3, 2, 1.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm glad some numbers dipped, because now I'm going to tell this cool story. My lake got hit by a tornado.
Well, say what, Chad? Like one of them... No! In real life? Chad?
I'll no, tell you why that surprised
come on,
me so
no,
much.
No, come on now. Like one of them spin clouds from Wizard of Oz? Dirt hurricane?
Thank you for showing a little goddamn enthusiasm.
Yeah, well, jeepers creepers, I didn't know they was whipping winds coming through Fargus Falls like that. Fuck me sideways, brother. Let me ask you a question.
It was a nightmare. Because
I'm just learning this right now. I had no previous knowledge of the tornado that came through. They drop any houses on any witches?
Nope, none of that happened.
Okay, then. That's actually...
Is that it? That's your only
question?
That's
the extent of my questions. I don't... have a lot of tornado-based references.
Fair. That's fair.
There's a movie named Twister.
Oh, yeah. We could do that.
Was Bill Pullman in Twister? Is that who's in Twister?
Yeah, Bill Pullman and Helen Hunt, I believe.
Ah, Helen Hunt. Go on. A tornado, surprisingly, a tornado has hit your lake. I'm at the edge of my seat. Yeah.
Everyone is shocked. An alert went off on my phone. My phone was charging, so I went over to where it was charging to see what the alert was. And as I was reading the alert, it sounded like my cabin entered a car wash because it was rain hitting sideways. It was such a crazy amount of wind. And it said they were 80 mile per hour straight line winds, but later we found out it was actually swirling. And so... classified as a tornado, bunch of trees dropped on cabins. My dock was bent sideways. There were pontoons flipped upside down. There were boats from across the lake up on my beach. There were jet skis floating upside down in the lake. Dock pieces everywhere. I still don't have one of mine. Trees are down. It's crazy. And it's awesome. It's like martial law. But instead of the National Guard walking around, it's grown men that finally have a chance to use their chainsaw.
Oh, so we're going to lose some legs.
Oh, it's crazy around here. I have all the windows shut so you can't hear it. But guys are walking around whose wives have clearly told them no motorcycles. They're too dangerous. So now they're walking around just hitting the trigger. Just going, ween, 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 ween. I mean, it is 24 hours a day around here. And it's awesome because, of course, silly little Chad has a
back. You said I spent money on this, Barbara. Well, fuck you. Look at our street now.
Yeah, and then you hear him going, can you help me fix my flower bed? And they're just going, win-win-win-win-win-win-win, so they can't hear it. It's perfect. But I have a battery-operated chainsaw, so I just walk around.
Yeah, so me too.
Yeah, of course we do. Everyone, there are truck drivers that listen that are just paused it so they can giggle for the next 12 exits.
Yeah, this show might as well be called Battery-Operated Chainsaw.
Yeah, no shit. Solar Power by Chad and Cy. So I'm walking around doing my chainsaw, but it's just going zzz, zzz. You can't even hear it with the wind. It's ridiculous.
I just have such a funny vision of you and I outside. I'm sure people assume we're the sort of guys who cut our grass with those mowers without motors in them. They just have those... There's just...
Oh, yeah, the 1950, just they kind of... Yeah.
Well, that's... Yeah. I'm sure that was scary.
Well, it was terrifying because the cabin started to shake. And I will tell you this. If my alert would have said, hey, this is a tornado, I would have been shitting my pants. But it said it was straight line winds, so I didn't even care. Because straight line winds can take your roof off, but it can't lift your cabin up. But if I would have known it was a tornado, I would have been absolutely dying because I don't have a basement out here. And so my dock got all jacked up. And I was trying, so I went out in the water, and it's so deep at the end of my dock, I have to stand on the wheel where you wheel the dock in.
Sure.
And then I put a towel on my right shoulder, I loosen the nut, or the bolt, excuse me, and then I have to squat the dock up and then tighten it, and then I have to go to the other side and keep doing it. So today, and I couldn't get it, and I felt like a pretty big failure, and I saw four guys that work for a dock company. It's what they do. They were in waders, and they have like wrenches hanging off their waders. So they're just clinging and clanging all over. And I go over and I go, hey, Windchimes. I called one guy Windchimes because he had the most on. And I was like, hey, Windchimes, what do you think it would take to get you guys over to this dock to see if you can level out my dock? And he goes, yeah, we'll come check
was
it out.
Was he like, don't call me shitty names the moment you meet me?
Oh, I don't think he knew what I was talking about. He probably just thought I was crazy. But they came over, and four grown men who do this for a living were grunting to get my dock up where it needed to be. And so I felt so much better about... Because, you know, when you're going around a... When you're going around with a little battery-operated chainsaw and everyone else around you is like, nin, and you can see exhaust coming off, and it's like, oh, well, I don't know how I feel about this. Guys, I got to go oil my chain. I was feeling crummy about all that stuff, and then I didn't feel so bad about the dock, and one guy was out here, and he was just two hatchets, and he was basically skinning the trees of the branches.
Sure.
Like Edward Scissorhands.
Sure.
I mean, shit was going everywhere.
Sure.
And that guy lives for moments
like
this.
Oh, yeah.
Also, who lives for a moment like this. Dude, tree trimmers are walking around the lake like ambulance chasing attorneys in an ER. Just handing out their card. They're flicking it like they're on the Vegas Strip. Just like click and
like
doing
like
shit.
Dave
with their...
Letterman during the top 10.
Yes. Yeah, just fucking ninja starring it to you. Like, hey, let me know if you need anything. Let me know if you need anything. So what I like to do is I don't get their initial business right away. I wait until they're at a neighbor's house. And then I go, hey, you want to just run over here and do this?
Yes.
And then I go, how much will that be? And then it goes from, you know, 2,200 to 600 or something. But the big issue is for me is one of my trees is completely shot. And so I don't know how to cut down an entire tree. I can take a limb off and I can get it ready for firewood. But a whole tree, I don't know how to do that. I don't know where it's going to land. I don't need to cause any more problems. So I did hire a guy for that. But listen to what I did. I found a guy who does totem poles. Fuck yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh,
yep.
Boy. Yes.
So I'll take suggestions. At first I thought, how cool would it be if I love the band Kiss?
Yep.
And I could just get Kiss as a totem pole. But I don't. I know five of their songs, maybe.
It's very
and
easy.
So,
just get the cast of Cool Runnings and John Candy.
Oh, get out of here. I was thinking about doing the kids and I, but...
Get on up. It's totem pole time. Keep going. You keep going.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I thought maybe the cast of Middle of Somewhere, but if Justin doesn't show up, it's like, why would I put him on there?
Yeah, fuck that guy.
And I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be really cool to have, and I know you have to do a... I read about them, so... Red cedar is normally what you use totem poles with totem poles because it's malleable and it's rot resistant. I think this oak could rot pretty quickly, but it'd be fun to get it done anyways. And you're supposed to do a ceremony.
How much are they?
How much are what?
How much is a totem pole?
It's by the hour, so it depends what I would want.
Here's the thing. Here's what we're doing. This is something that we should have talked about off the air, but here's what we're doing. We are buying each other totem poles, and we get to create each other's totem pole. I get to pick who's on your totem pole, and you get to pick who's on my totem pole, and they each go at our lake house.
Yeah, but mine's in the ground because it's a tree. Do you have a tree that I can cut down at your place?
I mean, I have a lot of trees that you can cut down. But you can also have someone, yes, don't. Yes, I have a situation. I'll come out and I'll show you. I have 100 trees right by my shoreline. So they're...
Okay, I already know what I'm getting you. It's not even going to be a totem pole. It's just going to be a...
Dick. It's just a dick.
Tip of a dick. Yeah. Well, of course.
No, I want... That's no fun. Do it the fun way.
I know. I already have some ideas. Well, this is interesting. And I also will take... I don't ever do this because I hate answering messages. So I might not answer, but I will read them. If you want to message me on Instagram, that Chad Daniels, I will take that into consideration for a totem pole.
I will also do that. I will take that into... I want a second thing. I might not respond, but I will... I'll take all the ideas. I'm thinking about going like Hitler, 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 and Hitler.
Oh, that's real bitchy.
Four Hitlers.
That's a real
bitchy move. No, let's not cross any lines that'll make everybody on our lake be like, and this is where the hate-filled people live. Let's not do that. That's the one agreement?
Yeah, I mean, because listen, I told you I don't know how to cut down an entire tree, but I have no problem cutting down a totem
sure,
pole.
Sure.
Just so you know.
Before we leave, I've got a... Can I do a quick run of gratitude things? And then we can leave?
Please.
Thing one, and this is from both of us. We were talking about this the other day. We were fucking with Justin early in the show. I want to say on our show, man, oh man, do we fucking love that guy. And getting the Patreon...
Yeah, Hay Bales is the king when it comes to producing podcasts. He's great.
And he has been the greatest and easiest person to work with. And he has made this show, while also making this show easy for both of us for 2 years and been a champ about it. And we love him. So that's one.
Yep.
Thing two, I'm really excited for my niece's wedding. I love her a ton. She's one of the most important people in the world to me. This is the first time I've traveled since coming down here to start dealing with all this stuff. And so it couldn't be for a better reason. So this will be after the wedding. But I love you, Ellie. Fucking congratulations. Thing three, I need to say out loud the people who think four. Are we on four? Think four, three, four.
No, you're on three. Okay. You're on three.
Thing three, we've been dealing with this deck for like a month now, and the boards are about to get laid on it, and it...
Hell yeah, they are, dude.
It's been, because I can't do anything, it's been so frustrating. But the help we've gotten, Jenna's dad came out. Dave is a fucking superhero. Shubes has helped come out and help me with some stuff. My buddy Cody from BTK Painting was a fucking superhero. And then there's a dude here in Ohio that if you live in Cincinnati and you don't use this guy for carpentry, you're an idiot. His name's, the company's called Joe's Carpentry, but I'm just getting to know him, and he's a fucking champ. And it's one of those things where it's been insanely frustrating to not be able to do it myself. But everybody, these people that I just mentioned who helped get it done, I couldn't be more thankful. The end. I know you're normally the guy saying all this stuff, but the thank yous.
Hey, I'm gonna join you. Okay. I'm gonna join you because when this thing hit, it was chaos in the yards. There was stuff from every part of the lake everywhere. People were diving for dock parts. People were doing this stuff. Shout out to my neighbor over here on the left, Mark. My neighbors over here, Glenn and Beth on the right. They are absolute superstars normally. But when this thing happened, Glenn brought water over. He was walking around the lake with water jugs to make sure, because the power was out and people have pumps. And so he's making sure people had water. And Mark helped me with my dock. And Mark always watches Poe when I have to run an errand. And, you know, fuck Nancy, Brenda, Randy, and Paul down here. It's like it was really cool. It sucked that a tornado hit and people lost. I mean, this lady Millie, her cabin is totally fucked up. But it was nice to see people come together because it's, you know, sometimes people mind their own business now just because, and it's just how it works. And but it was nice to see neighbors just coming out and just not giving a shit and helping and getting stuff cut down, and it was pretty cool. So I know we made fun of you know, Justin for going to therapy, but we had our own little therapy sesh here today, and thanking everybody. But that's it. So we have a questions episode coming up soon on the Patreon.
And Asai learned it. Once this deck is done, and once this wedding's done, we got two Patreon episodes coming. The good news is, Chad, once this deck is done, come sometime in the next few months, you're going to be on my pontoon snapping a picture to boost your Instagram saying, "Sun in," and then if you swipe to the left, guess whose old balls are going to be right behind you.
Oh, put them on my shoulder.
Hey, if you guys like this, there will be a new episode next Monday and every single Monday at 8 a.m. So click the subscribe button so your phone sends it to you without having to do any work.